Shalom and welcome back to the Daily Tikkas Hatzadei Chabura. Today is episode 12. We're going to be learning Os Yud Gimel, number 13, together today. And in his introductory comments, Rav Mosesson, who is the author, again, is of the Ni'imos Hatzadek commentary on Tikkas Hatzadek, he sees today's piece as connected to yesterday's piece in the sense we talked about the notion of how there's the Shinoi Hazman, that every single day there's a unique opportunity distinct from the day before and the day after to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to him. And he says that this also applies to this piece and is seen from the fact that we have multiple modalities that make up our spiritual experiences. So with that, I'm super excited to be jumping into this piece because it's chock full of so many important yesodos that Rav Tzadok brings to bear. So the Tzaddik writes, Hazman Murkav Miyom Velaylo. We know that the day is made up of times of darkness and at times of daytime. V'chein chayei ha'adam or v'choshech ola v'yored. So this isn't just true in a colloquial sense of the term, but even in our spiritual lives, in our experiential experience, the phenomenological reality that each of us experience, so too we have moments of light and moments of darkness, moments of ascendancy and moments of descendancy. And he quotes the idea, the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Schus Yagen Aleinu. In fact, it's such a hashgacha that tonight is Chai Elul, which marks the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, that he says, Ala Pasuk, the Pasuk in Mishle, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam, that a tzaddik will fall seven times and then get back up. And there's so much Torah on this idea. Just quickly, Rav Tzadok says elsewhere in his writings in Lakutei Ma'amarim, he says, She'i afshar l'shum adam lamod ba'usim adreka af rega echad. Life is so dynamic that there is such a frenetic pace of alios and yuridos that it's impossible for one person to stay in the same madrega, the same standing, even for a second. This idea is also reflected in the Rebbe Rashab, who has this language of Tainog Tamidi Eino Tainog, that if we were perpetually in one mode of being, of always having those moments of closeness, which we spoke about probably 5 or 6 or 7 episodes ago, then that would not be an enjoyable experience. We need those moments of pulling away, of that Ratzov Vashov, of that going towards and coming away, to give us the inspiration and the taste and the desire for even greater and greater levels of connection. We see this talked about also in the Musar School. Volbi, in his Alei Shor, talks about Yimei Ahava of Yimei Sina. There are times where we feel completely connected and engrossed with Yiddishkeit, and there are times where we feel completely disconnected. And that's not just a question and a judgment of ourselves, it's part of the very fabric of our being, Rav Tzadok is saying right now. Additionally, Rav Huttner says also that what's the definition of a tzaddik? A tzaddik, everyone's going to fail eventually. It happens. We're human. We have failings, but the definition of a tzaddik, and again, so important in this context of tzikas tzaddik, and it's important to know also that Rav Huttner was also very much influenced by the thought of Tzadok. He says the definition of a tzaddik is the person who then gets up to try the next day after falling so many numerous times. And the reason for all of this, Rav Kook explains in his essay, Shleimut, the Hishtalmut, is because there is an infinite growth potential in Judaism. We are always constantly ascending and trying to get closer and closer, but given the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, there's infinite opportunity for us. And therefore, we don't talk about Shleimut, we talk about Hishtalmut, the process of perfection, not reaching perfection in and of itself. And of course, this is because, as Rav Shalom Sharabi, the Rishash, explains, because everything is be'erach and everything is relative. So we reach a certain level, a certain accomplishment, but relative to the things we've accomplished before, that is shleimut, that is perfection. But relative to every other thing we can accomplish henceforth, it's just the beginning. And as we said before, this is because this is definitionally the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu set up creation. In fact, in a different writing in Pri Tzadik, the Rav Tzadok says, he quotes a pasuk in Koheles, Ki hole ha'adam al beis olamo. A person is constantly in the process of going towards their beis olam. What's the beis olam? Olam haba. That status of perfection, of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we are defined as being a holech, a dynamic state of walking, as opposed to the malachim, who are omdim, who are in a static status. But now, returning us back to the text, and of course, as we mentioned before, Rav Tzadok has the notion of omni-significance. Every single jot and tittle, every single detail holds and contains meaning. So the fact that that Shlomo HaMelech decides to use the number 7 has significance. And what's that significance? Says Rav Tzadok, Ki zayin yamim hu shavua echad. That 7 corresponds to the 7 days of the week, and that is a certain unit of time that can repeat itself over and over again. Of course, elsewhere he talks about how the 7 days correspond to the lower 7 spheros, called the 7 midos, from all the way from Chesed down to Malchus. that represent in themselves the process of actualization. If you want an amazing Shiur series on understand the spheros from a psychological, personal level, you should check out the Shiurim of Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld, who talks about this idea at length. But it continues with Tzadok, V'acharka, Chozer Moson, Zan Yam Chalila. But then another week happens. We have, start with Sunday, today's Sunday, and we're gonna reach the culmination on Shabbos. And the hope is that we finish the whole, all the tikkun, all the rectification, all the avodah we need to do. But guess what happens? Usually, typically, there's another week afterwards. We're thrown back into this dynamic system of Alios and Yeridos. Again, those states of feeling super close to God, where we're ascending, we're growing in our Yiddishkeit, and God forbid, those moments where we feel disconnected, and we feel like we're not connected to God. Now here comes along the optimism of a tzaddik, or Rav Tzaddik. He says, V'yamnam gam be'isa choshech, even in those moments, those experiences of absolute darkness and despair, nevertheless, what keeps us going? Tzarech or halavana or or kochavim, denami or hu kediisa resh psachim. That even in a time of darkness, we have the light of the stars, we have the light of the moon. Of course, the context of what he's talking about here is the Gemara in Pesachim on Beis Amud Aleph that tells us that when a person makes a vow, that they are saying that they forbid any benefit from light, so the question is, what is included in the context of that vow? And so the Gemara says that even the light of the stars and the moon is included in that because they're also considered light. But now Rav Tzadok again is deriving, what's the spiritual meaning of that idea? And so in order to understand this, we have to take a step back, understand that there are the things that we do, and there is the thing that we are. The things that we do, such as mitzvos and learning Torah and connecting to God on a daily basis, those are actions of a dynamic process that allow us to continue to grow, all those things we mentioned before. But there is something about dint of the fact of who we are. We have a chilek elokai mimal mamish. We have a piece, how paradoxical it sounds, we are animated in our being by pure divinity itself. That no matter how far we veer from the Ratzon Hashem, there in the subterranean depths of our psyche, of our very being, is that connection. We have no choice almost from that perspective of being disconnected. We are 100% connected. In fact, in Rav Kook's Oros HaKodesh, she talks about how the relationship between God and the Jewish people is a yachas tivi. It's a natural relationship, reflecting the fact that there is this commonality that no matter how far we go, cannot be discounted or removed. And therefore, this fact, this objective fact about who we are, results in the fact that says Rav Tzadok, "Velo shehei chashuk lagamrei," that therefore, even if we're completely devoid of mitzvos, we're completely devoid of a connection to God, the lights are not completely turned off. In fact, according to many Mekubalim and great rabbis, this is the whole idea of Purim, that we go ahead and we get intoxicated, we lose our sense of das, those things that we can on our own, from our own perspective, create and cultivate that own dynamic process, and it gets completely silenced, and all that's left is the kedusha of being a Jew. And in those moments of our own personal choshech, when we feel like we have nothing going for us, that fact still enlightens us, illuminates us, and animates us. And so continuing this theme, but also shifting gears a little bit, Rav Tzadok gives us a beautiful insight into a meditation when it comes to the act of bedikas chametz, the mitzvah of searching and destroying the chametz in anticipation of the holiday of Pesach, to give us a framing for that. And he writes, "Ubebeso tzarech or haner mitzvah," that in a person's house, you require in the times of darkness, the or, the light of the candle of the mitzvah. Of course, if you're following along, in the brackets here, you'll find these were actually sections that Rav Tzadok went back after initially writing Tikkus HaTzadik and felt he had to either add in some information or some new ideas came to him. And so he's telling us that in those moments, especially in those moments of darkness, it's the result of mitzvos that can have a true illuminative effect in our lives. Then those points where we feel completely bereft of the truth of existence, when we engage in mitzvos, it helps us again course correct. But in the contrast to the mitzvos we do, we have the Torah that we learn. V'or Torah, Shemesh Umagin Hashem. And this or of the mitzvah, this ner of the mitzvah, is in distinction to the Torah, the or, the illumination effect, the spiritual experience we have when we learn Torah properly, that the Torah is compared to a Shemesh, as the full quote of the pasuk is, Shemesh Umagin Hashem Yukevavke Elokim, that the sun serves as a protection for Hashem to these two names of God. And the way that the Baal HaTanya understands this pasuk, that these two names represent two different modalities in which God expresses himself. Yukevavke, in a sense, represents the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whereas Elohim is a reference to created reality. In a sense, what this means is that if we didn't have the prism of Elohim filtering through it the divine essence that's reflected in the name Shem Yod-Kei Vav-Kei, then that annihilating light would in fact do just that. It would annihilate us. We'd be incapable of choice. We'd be incapable of existence. And therefore, we need this conjunction of Havai Elohim, of this filtering of God's essence, in order for us to be able to have a sense of our own independent existence, which then results in the goal of creation, which is us cultivating and revealing God's unity in this world. But when can we feel this type of potent religious experience while learning Torah? That is Zehu Torah L'Shem Shemayim. It's when we learn Torah with her for the right reasons. But Behiros Hakaras Shem Shemayim, when we're able to sense and to feel the divinity that is saturated in the Torah and the ideas that we're learning. And this, he says, also is kind of going on a whole series here. V'zehu ha'ohavav k'tzeis Hashemes. This is what it means when the Medrash is explaining the pasuk in Shoftim, where it says, "And those who love him is like the exiting of the sun." The Midrash Tanchuma says that those who truly immerse themselves and engage in Torah for the right reasons, then latid lavo in the future will be able to experience that potent divinity of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei without the filtering mechanism of Shem Elohim. We'll be able to have an unmediated experience of divinity itself. Again, continuing on this theme of the illuminative effect of learning Torah and engaging in Torah ideas, he says the pasuk here also in Shoftim, "Matziki harabim kakochavim," that those who render righteous the public will be like stars. He says, "Shalom dem Torah nigla rabim." Again, different levels of mediated or unmediated experiences of divinity through the process of both learning and teaching Torah. And so now he takes all of this and he applies it to the process of Bedikas Chametz. So Peirosh, when it says, Bebeso, in your house, Bechedre Levavo, it's talking not just about a physical house, it's talking about within the different facets of who we are, the different rooms that exist inside of us. That he's going to say that in those nighttime modalities of experience, those are actually the most auspicious times to engage in this type of work. As the Gemara says there in Psachim, or haner yafa lebedika, that at nighttime the candlelight has a greater illuminative power. Seor shebiisa hatamon bechurin b'tzdakin. That when we're trying to root out the seor shebiisa, again the leavening agent which is in the dough, which is a reference to, as Chazal understand, the yitzhara itself, which is hidden within the various cracks and crevices that exist within our psyches and our personalities. So again, he reiterates and says, "Zatov yoser belayla beisa choshech she'az or hanir mayer," that at the time of nighttime, when we don't feel the brilliant and annihilating light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, where it's so clear what the right thing is to do, it's dafka in those moments where we don't feel like we're connected. Those are the most opportune times to engage in the hard work of figuring out, well, what can we do for ourselves? What are the cracks that are holding out the light from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to enter into our life? Again, continuing this metaphor, Masha Inke Biyom in Meir, the Shragab Tehira. Continuing this metaphor where the Gemara says you do Bidikas Chametz during the day because there is not the same type of efficacy during the day. The whole quote of the Gemara is Shragab Tahara Mayahani, that the candle during the afternoon, what does it actually affect? And he says, if you look at the Gemara Yerushalmi and the Psachim, it says, "De biyom af makom chashuch in meir kokach." We say as a fact that even during the day, even when it's dark in your room, but it's during daytime, the candle doesn't have the same illumination. And so Rav Sadok again reiterates this point, "Bizman sheshim shemayim nigla kol pnei olam hakatan ein nir mitzvah chashuv l'klum." That when it comes to those moments of tremendous clarity of our lives where we feel super connected to what's going on, we feel in sync with the Ratzon Hashem, then those mitzvos, those actions that we do, we, the Olam Katan, the microcosm of the cosmos, don't have the same significance. And why is that? Because as the Zohar says, that all of the Taryag mitzvos, all 613 mitzvos, are 613 tagen. They're different ways of connecting. But when we feel we're there, we've already arrived at the destination, then those mitzvos, those actions of connection, don't have the same effect, don't have the same luster.
But in those moments of darkness where our frailty and our limitations and our finitude are so much more clear to us than the presence of God, he says we can use those moments. Al yado yacho livdo kol hamine chimotz mistike levavo ad makom shiato magas.
That we can take that time to engage in introspection, ask ourselves, as one of the great writers, Jerry Colonna, says, how have I been complicit in creating the conditions I say I don't want?
But also realize that this is a finite process, v'hashar mevatel b'libo, because we keep on going and attacking ourselves and completely undermine everything we've done, and we have to realize that there's an avoda for us to introspect, but not completely destroy who we are. And therefore, v'hashar mevatel b'libo, to realize if we're mevatel, if we nullify ourselves, if we hand ourselves, if we give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then He'll take care of the rest. And we continue, we say, v'hine or hashemesh metar zman hayom, that the light, the setting of the sun, completes, it purifies the entire day modality it's been talking until now. The hashlamas hatara kasher irev shimsha k'di'isa brachos beis. That the fact that there's a setting of the sun is a siman, is a sign for us that all the work that we need to engage in on a daily basis is done, that we're done, we can take a break. Here we come to such an essential idea that completely flips everything on its head. It's like a Copernican revolution in its own. The lule nitar lo i'arav adayin. That if the task that you were supposed to complete today wasn't completed, then guess what? The sun wouldn't have set. And that's for us to realize that what we reflect the divine processes, the cosmic processes that happen above. It's not the other way around. And therefore, Sefer Tzedek is such a beautiful way that if we weren't done with the work we needed to engage in today, then guess what? The day wouldn't be over. And if the day is ending, it means we can take a break, we can take a pause, we can give ourselves a pat on the back and realize that we've engaged in the necessary work of that day. And therefore, all those daylight hours, he says, "Kol kama de lo ira v'dayin tzarech osos man tara ayidei or hashemesh hu mishtad lo p'taraso." But then, if it's still daytime, if we still have, again, whether that's during the daytime, literally, or in those moments of where we have that clarity, we need to grab onto it in every single possible way with a certain sense of tenacity. But then, when it ends, we hang our cleats up and we say, "All right, today's day is over. I put all the work in that I needed, because if there was still more work to do, the day wouldn't be over. But now that I'm done, I could take a break, I can hold back, I can reflect, and then get ready for the next opportunity the next day." Wow, there is so much packed into this piece. I guess just to take away the last thing we said as a reflection, is that the entire time when we're feeling it, when the lights are on, then we got to go full force ahead. But to also recognize that when the lights turn off at the end of the day, we then have a sense of the self-care to reflect, to take a pause and to breathe and relax and then get ready for the next day. So I hope you have an amazing day of marching forward in our Avodas Hashem.